Okay, so what we spoke about last time was trying to actualize these ideas of trying to figure out how to make it lemaisa, and I guess the key point that he was stressing was that whenever you want to make any major change, and certainly any spiritual change, you can't expect that it's going to work if you spend a lot of time at once on it and don't come back to it. What he suggested is more effective is spending a shorter amount of time, sort of, and he suggested, you know, finding a quiet time and thinking and really internalizing the idea. He said it could just take, you know, 2-3 minutes, that I am a creation and there must be, therefore, there is a creator. And then once I've, you know, sort of begun to solidify that idea in my mind, then throughout the day, every so often try to remind yourself of it. Again, that could even be while you're doing something else. Now, it's definitely easier said than done. I can't say I was particularly successful over the course of the past week attempting to do it, which what makes the first part that we'll do today, I guess, even more important to see. So it's on page Samaches on the bottom. So he's going to summarize it. I think, you know, it was Bashert maybe that we didn't finish the parak last time, because this point will maybe speak to some of the feelings that maybe some people had over the course of the week. And he writes like this: "B'tzuras hadvarim ha'namarim kan yesh chisaron. In the way that we laid out everything, there's still a deficiency. V'tzarech ladas oso merosh, and you have to know that from the beginning. Ketzev amiras hadvarim ahir bioser. The quick summary of what we said. You know, I was able to summarize it in a minute. It can be very quick. And very quickly, somebody who's listening can get the ideas. But the actualization of it, takes much longer. While we're working on one idea, you still have to continue to review it and review it a time and time again. So, I mean, even though we're moving forward, we shouldn't, check off the box as step one is done, but it has to be something which is still in our minds that have to get back to. Kol echad kefi kocho, each person according to his or her ability. Zos kedei lachayos latzmos hanakuda levara od v'od. In order to make sure that it becomes clearer and clearer. If you want to go through it quickly, if you're trying to actualize something and you just want to get through it quickly, it's like a building which is sort of floating in the air without the proper support. And when you're trying to build something, you said the subriya, and the basis, the foundation is strong, then anything that you build on top of the foundation will also be strong. Right? The foundation ends up defining that which the strength of that which is on top of it. But if with the general consensus of, let's say, what we said last time is new, I know that there is a God, I know there's a creator, I know that I am a creation. You want me for 3 weeks time to spend time each day thinking that I have been created and there must be a creator? Why? Chaval al hazman. It's a waste of time. I'm ready for the next step. I'm ready to move on. I thought I'm going to come to this year and I'm going to be given, you know, practical, good, fast advice how to create a relationship with Hashem, get close to Him. Something that when I leave, I'm inspired. I'm ready to go. Zohi segula beduka l'kishalon. This is a proven segula for failure. Aleinu ladas. We need to know. Shekeshem sheyesh chipazon. This is an interesting point. Keshem sheyesh chipazon b'kedusha uzrizus b'neshama kenyeshna mehirus ubsizos shal sitra acher. The same way the midah of hurrying and doing something quickly can be a positive trait, it can also be a negative trait. Because humashmit mehadam esas savlanos, it takes away from a person patience. Right? If I'm always ready to move on to the next thing, I don't have that calm of being patient. And we lose the basic idea. Just like when you plant something in the ground, it could take half a year, right? You plant bulbs in the fall, in the winter, whenever you plant in the fall, and then you put them in the ground, and then comes the spring, they're going to come up. What do you mean? I want them to come up now. Doesn't work that way. It's a process. It takes time. So it takes patience of seeing that I planted something, and now that I planted it, I have to take a step back, and I have to wait for it to sprout. V'medubar bo'eis, and if we're talking about a tree and not just a plant, hare shalosh shanim dino k'orlo lo yeochel. For the first 3 years, you can't even eat it. It's orla. B'shana revias in the fourth year, yonet teravai. It has a certain kedusha to it. So you can't eat it either. You're going to plant the tree and put in all the effort, and it's not going to be until the fifth year of its growth that you can actually taste its fruits. But along the way, you're taking care of it. You have to make sure that the tree has water and it has sun and it's pruned and the soil is right. Week after week, month after month, 3 complete years. And you can't even enjoy a single fruit. But in truth, achamitel shel davar, in truth, zoi hatzura hamitis shel binyan. That's how you build something. Zriya utzmicha. Whenever you want to build something which is going to be lasting, there's a phase of planting and then there's a phase of growth, and they don't come together. Hatolada mikol davar eino miyadis. The result of anything which is going to last and anything real is not immediate. Hatalich asur lakacha shalosh shanim. It can take 3 years. Mizman hashtila ad sheyotzim peros. From the time when you plant it until it grows fruit. Avachrei hashana arvias yotzim peros ruyim. By the time the fourth year comes, so now it has beautiful fruits. Peros tovim umivushalim, and they're ripe. Shadam yochel lahazin es atzmo mehem mitzuroyim, and you can enjoy them. So now this is a little bit of a, it's probably based on Kabbalah, it's an interesting idea. He says, Bebriya Sa'olam, in the creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara Sa'olam b'shisha yamim. It took 6 days to create the world. Ve'adam haya tzarech le'ikanes mi'ad l'sudam. What was supposed to happen? Adam was basically, on the seventh day, was supposed to sit down and enjoy a meal. Right? It was supposed to be Shabbos. Ve'omrim chazal, and chazal teach us, she'ilu l'chata, if he had not sinned.
Not his wedding
suit? Maybe. She'ilu lochata, had he not sinned, haya megil yad Shabbos. He would have immediately gone into Shabbos. And what does Shabbos mean there? What we refer to, right, in the Harachaman, when we say in benching on Shabbos, liyom shekulo Shabbos u'menucha l'chayei ha'olamim. It would have been some sort of eternal world. Right? All he had, all Adam and Chava had to do was make it through that first day of creation, and somehow they would have been, you know, in this never-ending world. Teva ze'adayin nishar, Tamun b'nefesh Adam, and this nature remains in the souls of people. Kol echad v'echad meitanu. Each person chashes hanakuda apnimis. Shenitan tovzman katzer la'agia le'olam shekulo tov. That we have this. We want to quickly see the results, right? We naturally want to. We do something. We want to be able to see what's going to happen right away. So basically what he's suggesting is that the nature of how the world works changed when Adam and Chava sinned. And it would have been that we would have been able to experience, certainly in the spiritual world, we would have been able to experience results immediately after whatever it was that we did. But the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for us after the sin created a distance. And therefore, part of that distance is that it takes time to plant something, and then for it to take root, and then for it to grow.
Well, he created a spiritual distance, space, and also a physical that you have to plant food.
Correct, right? Correct. The physical,
there's a delay across the board.
Right. So the physical mimics the spiritual. Often, the physical world serves as the model for the spiritual world. So the same way that there were changes in the physical world, right? Rashi points a lot of this out in Sefer Bereishis, that originally the bark and the tree and the fruits were all supposed to taste the same. There were miracles that were existing in creation, and growth would have happened right away. But after the sin, it all was different. So when it comes to any spiritual pursuit, it's going to take time. And the fact that, you know, after a week, A, if we were able to do it and didn't see results, B, if we struggled, then being able to even try to implement what we were, you know, talking about last time, that's all part of the growing process. It's part of the planting process in order to be able to see the results. This is not something which is going to yield immediate results, which sometimes can be frustrating. So again, it serves as the reminder that the ideas that we're talking about are long term, and you know, even if we don't see the results right away, it's still worth investing the energy. If we skip down to the paragraph Im Kain before we get to the next paragraph. So he writes Im Kain Sikumam Shel Dvarim. The summary is Shaleinu Liyos Yisodim BeEmes B'Mash Osim. We have to be very you know, principled and get to the basics in whatever we're doing. To think about these ideas that we've been talking about, that are to really internalize the idea that we are creations and there must be that there is a creator. And even though we think we know it, in order to be able to internalize, and he's going to talk about this a little bit more in the next parak, it has to be something that we think about throughout the day, not just every night, not just every morning, but with little reminders throughout the day. And the second one is, even with doing that, it's going to be a slow process, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yazor L'Kol Echad V'Echad, Hashem will help each of us, hopefully, to build with the strong foundation. Without the strong foundation, nothing is going to last. And I guess even when you're building, you know, a house or construction, whatever it is, it's not exciting to see the, I may be saying as a first step, but the foundation,
right.
It's not that you don't see the beauty of what's going to emerge.
Right. When the frame goes up, everybody gets excited.
But if the, if the contractor skimps on the foundation, then it doesn't matter what goes up later, it's not going to last. So what we're trying to build now is that strong foundation. So it takes time and won't necessarily have immediate results. Okay, so that's, I guess, the chizuk from what we may not have been able to accomplish since last week, but not to give up. We'll keep pushing forward.
Nobody should give up.
No giving up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Berachas?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. Hakaras kidrei halev v'koach hachoshebo. We want to understand more deeply our heart's ability to feel. Ha'hesponenes tumidas mevia la'hakara b'mitzias abore. He was talking before about, you know, we have to constantly keep thinking, so constant thought will enable us to recognize Hashem. The Barakah Kodem, right, what we just spoke about, is Chama Levayara Ketzad, Livnos HaSadvarim B'tzura Masit. He spoke about how we will build upon this with some practical advice. HaNekuda HaRishona Asa HaSkarnuhi, the first principle that he spoke about, Shadam Tzarich LeHasfeo M'Nekuda HaSakara HaHachri, the first principle that we have to be recognizing and thinking about is the idea that there is a creator. That everybody has to have some time during the day to be able to think. It's a time that you're free from thinking about other thoughts, which is very hard to come by. Especially for the mommies. V'la'achar mikain b'meshach hayom yishanin v'yazkir la'atzmo asadvaram pam achar parmet and pam achar pam. During the day, we have to be thinking about it and repeating it time after time again. Adjiyu mamash chelek me'atzmo. So until whatever we're working on is a part of ourselves. Right?
Right. Again. You know, time to think is always, right. It has many values to it, besides in this. But, you know, in the busyness of life, we often don't take any time to think. And even if it's going to be, you know, 2 minutes, you know, to get rid of the devices that disturb our lives constantly. It's
no, the easiest was when I used to have a commute. So you sit there in the car in traffic, so then...
And even that, you have to still be thinking
right.
about
no,
something.
You have to be...
Right, no,
right.
I also like driving right. by myself in order to be able to think and...
But if you don't have that regular time, you have to... It's definitely
important.
Harder, but it's important to try to make that time. Zohi tamsis hadvarim shedibarnu. This is the essence of what we spoke about, v'atar nachiv behemad. And now let's try to expand a little bit upon this idea. Kefisha es karnu, k'deh livnos called davar b'tzura amitis, in order to be able to build something properly, tzarech shadavar yiyah miyusad mod, right? We said we need a firm foundation. Ech miyastim esei yediyah hazo, sheyesh bor olam, how do we build this foundation with that there is a creator? Hare ko adam yodea sheyesh bor olam, right? Every one of us knows already that there is a creator, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Hasheila hi, right? The question is, Rak ech mifatchem u'mechadadim, how do we open up this idea hazo shetiyeh mekusher shemekovas b'dato b'vilibo shel kol adam? How do we open up this idea and really understand it, establish this idea internally that there is a creator? V'vachei nitan kama dugmos la'inyan. And now he gives some examples. Adam yotei b'boker somebody's walking, he leaves his house in the morning. He sits in the bus stop, and he's waiting for the bus to come.
You could tell it was written in Israel.
Right.
Some people take the
bus still,
but
everybody yeah.
takes the buses, yeah.
Ka'es omdos ler shuso, kamadakos. While he's waiting for the bus, he has a few minutes to think. That he can ponder. He's looking around. And he sees a tree growing. Beautiful, nice tree next to him. He looks at the tree and he wonders. Was this tree always here? Was this tree always in existence? Hatshuva hi lo, of course not. Hayazman me'az b'riyas ha'olam shemakom zeh adayin lo hayam yishav. There was some time that this area wasn't settled. Hayukan harim usayim, there were just rocks there. Mountains and rocks. L'achar zman misiyam hechshiru esamakom. After a certain time, people came, prepared the land, they built houses, and somebody came and planted the tree. Klomar. When I was reading this last night, I was thinking, correct, right? It could just...
Right, but the main point didn't come by itself.
The tree didn't come, the tree didn't just appear. Something, process had to have planted the tree, either a bird left the seed or something. We think alike. The point that he's emphasizing is that everything has to have
everything that you look at. Okay, he's just giving one example.
There was a time that it wasn't there. V'achshav, yes, no, now it's here. Hechan haya etzle lifnei she Nishtalkan. Where was the tree before it was planted here? Hatshuva amitis v'abshuta hi. Shelo haya b'diyuk eitz. There was never... This tree didn't exist before it was planted here. Haya eitz acher shemimenu zar'o v'shasukan. There was a different tree that somebody else planted, or that was planted, and grew. Aval davar acher barur. It's very clear. Ha eitz hazeh lo haya kan v'achshav hukan. This tree was not here, and now it's here. Zohi nekuda rishona. That's the main point, is that when you see something, what he's explaining is, right, you're standing there at the bus stop, you're looking around, or you're standing in your driveway, and you're looking, and you see there's a tree. The point was that it wasn't here. You can ask, it wasn't here. Was this always here?
Right.
It wasn't here, now it's here.
Okay, as obvious as all of this is,
correct.
His point is that you can look at the world, and he'll give another example, but you can look at the world in a way in which you connect everything back to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to have created it. And you can even look at the things, and again, this is his second example, make this even clearer. You can even look at the things that are immediately surrounding you that we never think about in terms of connecting to the spiritual, and by sort of going through this questioning process, which again, is what he mentioned last time also, these aren't questions that we don't know the answer to. These are questions more like at the Pesach Seder, where we're just trying to clarify it to ourselves. And sometimes by asking questions and answering them, again, this can be done in the head. We don't have to be talking to ourselves at the bus stop. You might get your own seat if you talk to yourself at the bus stop. but if you do that, it's a different way of looking at the world. And if you're constantly looking at the world in that different way, then it changes your whole thought process, and your thought process becomes about one of Hashem constantly as a creator. And by definition, if we're constantly thinking about Him, then our heart becomes more open to it. He's going to expand on that more, but that's really what he's getting at. So again, as silly on the one hand as the examples seem, it's really trying to get to a different way of thinking. Right. That's the first point, and then the second point.
Davar sheni barur lo. The second point, she'eta zeh b'sha'ash she'shaslu osokan hulo nivra yesh me'ayin. The time at the point when it was planted, it wasn't yesh me'ayin. Didn't come from nothing. Ha'eta zeh ha'nu tolada shel yesh me'yesh me'eta achar. The seed, the pine cone, had to have come from a different eitz, from a different tree, some. Somewhere else. Ata, now, Omeid Hadam Shoel Tzatzmo, now he can ask, this man can ask himself, Me'etz Echad Motiim Eitz, from one tree we get another tree, Umimenu Od Eitz, and from this tree we get another tree, Ve'ekach B'meshach Kol Doros. Ach Me'hechan Higiyah Ha'etz HaRishon, where was the first tree? Right, when was the first tree created? V'dai, right? It's obvious. We all know the answer. It's obvious we all know the answer. But in order to break it down, to really understand it, we have to break it down to the simplest steps, right? Here's a tree. It came from a different tree, and where was, that tree came from a different tree. Where was the first tree? Where did the first tree come from? The first tree had to have been created from a creator, right? Okay. Im ha damas bonim atzma mehechan igia etz rishon. Then a person starts thinking where the first tree came from. Hu poteach as parshas bereishis. He opens up bereishis and moteach davar mifurash bepsukim she bebrias olam vayomer elokim. And you can open up Rishis and you can see where the first tree came from. Hu omer la'atzmo, this man said to himself, Davar achad barur li. This is clear to me. Ha'etz hazeh hu nivra. This tree was created. It's a creation. Ha'nivra'o shelo, hi hashtashlos me'etz vodetz, aval ha'etz harishon shaya ba'olam, hu etz nivra mamash ayidei ha'boreis brach. The first tree, going back to this first tree, was definitely created from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishem she'etz nimtza kan, just like this tree is here, im af adam lo haya mevin oso likan, if somebody didn't plant it, or a bird didn't, or the wind didn't blow it to this place, v'shosel oso lo haya kan eitz, there wouldn't have been this tree. Kach gam ha'etz harishon, so too with the first tree. Im lo haya nivra, if it was not created, lo yachol liyos shenasem etzmo. It's impossible that it would have occurred by itself. Behechrech efo sheyesh borei. So obviously, it's clear that there is a creator. Mi she'en lo savanas, the top of the next page, somebody who is lacking in patience, yiksha alav avod. It will be very, very hard for him to do this, have this thought process, and to work.
An added bonus, we can work on patience at the same time.
We always want to move on. We're going to keep going back to the same point. He can work on this for weeks. Everybody, you know, in according to his own level. The point is, he's saying that we should be in the mindset of looking around and trying to think, you know, everything in the world back to where it came from. Oh, you know, that beautiful flower outside, you know, it is a creation. Who created it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the first flower, and then from then we got flowers.
Yeah, right? and it's true of everything. The next example, maybe we just do it outside.
Yeah, okay.
Right. He just gives an example of you know, sitting in your house.
Right.
You know, you're sitting on your house, and you can just think, like, you know, how did this house get here? This house wasn't always here, right? There were farms and whatever else was in, I don't know, was in Teaneck before, before all these houses were there. But, our houses were, so where did the house come from? Okay, so people had to have built the house. But if in order to build the house, there have to be materials, there has to be cement. So where did all that come from? Everything that you can pick out, eventually, if you go through the thought process, bring you back to Hashem. And that puts you into a mindset that, you know, oh, there are books. Okay, so a book. So he points out, this isn't something you should be doing the whole day. You don't have to drive yourself, you have to drive yourself crazy. But again, it helps a little bit. You know, when he says, you know, when you're trying to revisit the idea of Hashem as the creator of the world, sometimes it's easier if you sort of notice things. You know, whether it can be as much as a, I don't know, it can even probably be as much as a sunset or something else. You know, and there you don't have to go through as many steps because Hashem put the sun there. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, you know, no person was involved. But it goes through this process of a slow process. Now, what's the advantage to doing that? So that's what he says in the next part on the bottom over here. Right? Hanchalas nekudas lalev ka'ava melamed espino. The way to internalize and you know, for ideas to take root in the heart is similar to a parent teaching a child. And he writes like this, Avodoza hiachin lo pshuta. Right, what he's asking you to do, as simple as it is, it's not simple because it requires a lot of patience to do it. What's the challenge? So I think he formulates it well. He says, Yesh achshav, really what do we need to do? We need to think alfei pa'amim achshav azu bilvad. We need to have gone through this process thousands of times in our minds. Again, not in a day, because then I'm not going to accomplish anything else. But over time, that it should be part of the way that we think. B'li shum guz mamash, he's not exaggerating. Literally thousands of times over the course of time. Lo medubar lasos me'ayom l'macha, right, not today, not tomorrow. Ela pam bod pam, b'tzura mesunam diyakes m'sheva subaraz. In a clear, patient, you know, way. The next page, mitoch ha'karash ha'zoi ha'tzura l'daber melei. With the confidence of knowing this is the way to speak to the heart. La'ashrish ha'sanakuda to... you know, make sure that it becomes rooted. Hamitis, this idea, shevechreyach yesh nebore olam, this point that there is a creator of the world, because again, as we said, that the neshama wants clarity, and lasos vos besavnus gemur, to do this with patience. So he gives an example. If you're trying to teach a child the aleph bays, so you could sit for half an hour, for an hour with a child, and go over again, you know, Aleph, E, you know, and go through all the letters, whatever level it is. Pam, bo, pam, time and again. And a parent who's teaching it to the child can do it with a tremendous amount of patience. Until your beloved child has got it, and you're proud that the child was able to understand it. Even though the intellectual level of the parent is way beyond just the letters of the Aleph Beis, and if you had suggested, why don't you sit by yourself, Vilmodes Osios, and review the letters of the Aleph Beis, you'd have zero patience to do that. There's no intellectual enjoyment in doing that. But to teach it to a child, so you have the patience. Madua, why? Because you realize that the child is small And you have to bring things down to the level of the child in order that the child is going to be able to understand it and appreciate it. And you realize it's important. Right? Adam is sugal, amen is benoas, advarm, shutim, biyos, yashiashna. You could teach a child the simplest points. Dvarm, shal, atzl, ain, bam, kol, nukud, asafik, things that to you are obvious. And the child will ask a million questions on this and that, off topic, this, whatever. And the parent explains it patiently. Why? Because you know that if you give a wishy-washy, imprecise answer, then the child is going to internalize the bad answer. So you want to make sure that whatever you're teaching them is going to be true and precise. So you try to make sure everything is clear. Should leave shlav agabi shlav, right? One step on the other. Now he says, and this is the kicker. That this is our relationship with our neshamos, with our hearts. That we have two different parts within us. And there's a tremendous distance right now between them. Our intellect is in one area, is on one plane. But our hearts are their own universe. But their level of understanding is totally different. The level of understanding of the heart is not quite on the level that our minds are at. So, when a person realizes there's such a distance between them, and you realize, if I need to explain things to my heart, in the same place where the child is, so I have to do it in a way that right now where my heart is, and how my heart can understand it. So, again, we get on the next page, we'll skip the first paragraph. Right? If you don't do it this way, and you just try to jump ahead, what's that like? A person has a child, and the child's not born with the ability to speak, it takes time. So the parent sits, the father waits for the child to get older. And 2 or 3 years pass, and the child is speaking. So Begil Arba, the child's now 4 years old, and the child is speaking in a more sophisticated way. Now I can teach my child Zohar. Obviously, it makes no sense. You're skipping too far ahead. Lamalo, he's going to say, well, why not? If you can speak, I'll teach him the Zohar. He can repeat after me what I'm saying. He has the ability to speak. So I'll read a krakomila, shiksuva bazoar, and you yachzar achra, and he'll repeat it after me. Hari baro pasha gosavar das, any thinking person understands, shein shum yachaz b'masha ben akatan omer, that there's no connection between what the child can say and what the child understands. At that age, there's such a distance between them that the child would just repeat things. It's like a parrot who could just repeat words. So the next paragraph, if we can come to the realization that where our hearts are right now, because we haven't spent the time cultivating and having them grow. It's no different.
I keep wondering, why is it that our heart is so...
I think that's why Hashem put us here. Because we don't spend... our world in general doesn't spend time on it. And the way that we were... Again, I don't know if it was different at a time or if it wasn't. It could be it was. But we were educated in such a way that it's all about information. And once we have the information, then we're ready to move forward. And again, I don't think... the development on a physical level is something which happens by itself. On a spiritual level, I think it's part of the challenge of what we're put here in order to do. If Hashem would have put us in a situation in which our hearts felt His presence the same way our eyes see or our ears heard, it would minimize our bechira. You know, it would be so easy and obvious to just do what Hashem wants, that presumably, what he was saying earlier, you know, Adam, before the sin, probably was on such a level. You know, when the Torah talks about the arlas halev, the covering over of the heart, that's the challenge that we are that we're given. And there are definitely people who are more, you know, covered and less covered.
We spoke about last time, right?
Right. So it just I think that's just part of the way he wanted it to be, and it's just a matter of being cognizant of it. And again, his mashal makes it seem like, you know, something which we should have done already.
Right.
I don't think it's what he's trying to say.
Right.
I think he's just saying that's part of life, is making sure that we bring our hearts up to speed. And the way to be able to do that is if we come to this
realization.
If we really believe and understand that, you know, our heart needs to go slowly because we're not quite there yet. And if we use the mashal as a way to understand it, so then we don't feel as silly going over the things that we know already, but trying to do it in a way that the neshama will respond to it, of that, you know, of somehow the idea that Hashem is a creator, finding different ways to reach that, will, how does it work? I don't know how it works, but it does. That's the way Hashem made us, that it should work. So I think that's what he's trying to stress right now. I think this, you know, this whole chapter, or at least the part that we did, I think he's trying to explain a little bit, you know, the hocus pocus of what he was, you know, asking us to do. You know, it's not just going through the motions of trying to think in such a way that we come to these realizations that we are creations and Hashem is a creator and we see that all around us, but there's a reason for it. And that with this mashal of understanding that it's going to take a while, but if we put the effort in, we will the same way. You know, if you, the amount of time that you spend with a child, you know, working on the aleph phase and things like that, is going to determine how soon the child gets it. So it's the same thing with our lives. So again, I think it gives us, hopefully, a little bit more chizuk in trying to, I think that basically is...
Essentially, I think in the Torah, Hashem tried to do that throughout, to help us connect in a spiritual and a physical way. Like, for instance, I know my son's parsha got
That's pretty good to know back.
But there was a lot of emphasis on trees, on how not to cut down trees, how to respect trees during times of war. Because you brought up trees, to me, you know, when you said that, as he says, that, you know, they're not always there. To me, they're there longer than people. And
right.
Generations change, and the trees evolve.
Right. Right.
Because there are some trees, sequoias, they're hundreds of years old.
Right.
And so there's a connection. We can connect in that way, understanding that there are certain things in nature that will be there longer than we are.
Correct. No, it's definitely designed in such a way that the mitzvos are supposed to keep us
rooted
in check, and to help the relationship. But there's a difference between the physical actions of the mitzvos and between this deeper spiritual connection. On the deeper spiritual connection, Hashem gave it to us as a challenge. As a challenge, and the more we cultivate and the more we develop it, again, it ends up, it will impact everything that we're doing. Our tefillah will be different, our mitzvahs will be different, everything will be different if we have that relationship, but it takes time, and it's not a bad thing that it takes time. That's how Hashem created us, but it requires the patience and the effort. That's usually where the challenges are, and again, we respond well to positive feedback. And when something takes a long time and we don't feel the feedback as much, it makes it more difficult. The comfort is in knowing that he already told us we're not going to feel it, so hopefully we can, be comforted just that somebody who's been down this road and has developed it and other people have followed it have succeeded, and then hopefully we'll manage that as well. Okay, have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you very much.